Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
3-4, second half of back-to-back, there's no excuses. We could have kind of just come out super flat. I know our offense wasn't, you know, where it could have been, missing some shots, layups, threes, but we competed. You know, I thought our guys scrapped, competed, you know, credit to the Pacers. I mean, they had another great shooting night regardless of what coverage we were in. They've got a lot of talented players. But I felt like the effort from our guys was where it needs to be, and that's something, you know, as we about to hit the road for 10 days, when you have that same urgency, you know, from the start of the game and keep, you know, just getting better.
Taylor, congrats on your first technical foul. With Jaren, is it sometimes frustrating due to the nature of the fouls and not necessarily the fouls themselves? Just it seems like he gets the oddball calls every now and then.
Yeah, it's a product of that. I mean, you know, I've gone back and been honest when looking at the tape, saying he could be a little bit more urgent, more aware. You know, technique can be a little bit better. And sometimes it's just wrong place at the wrong time. That's for sure. But overall, his aggressiveness tonight, you know, I thought defensively I challenged him early. I didn't think he was as aggressive as he needed to be. He really picked it up. You know, two block shots, you know, and then he had just an aggressive mentality offensively, you know, not just from the three-point line, getting to the foul line nine times. That might be a season high for him. So really proud of, you know, the steps that he took. And he's, you know, got so much, you know, to give and so much more. And, you know, the dialogues we keep having about making defense a priority. You know, I thought, you know, activity was good, but his communication was unbelievable, like the best that I've seen all season. And I think that really helped our group, you know, with the different coverages we had going out there.
Taylor, this will be the first extended road trip of the season coming up. What do you expect or what do you hope to see from this team from a bonding standpoint and what they can do to sort of grow from through these experiences?
Yeah, what I love is, you know, the guys themselves, as soon as we broke the huddle just a moment ago in the locker room, they said, stay together. We're about to hit the road mentality. You know, something about going on the road, you know, it's just kind of, you know, the world against you. You know, you're going into, you know, tough environments, you know, great opportunity for us to go out. I think we've actually played pretty well on the road for certain games, got a couple of wins, which has been great. We just got to keep, you know, finding a way to establish our identity, whether it's at home or on the road. And we just got to do it together. You know, it's the, you know, 15 guys, staff, whomever's on that plane that we fly, you know, to Chicago tomorrow. That group of people just keep putting in the work every single day. You know, keep helping each other get better. You know, but what we've done this last week, although we're, you know, 1-3 in the last four games, our competitive spirit, our competitive edge has been pretty much in the right place. And especially these last two games, it's a lot to build on. Now you got to test it when you go on the road where, you know, cards may be stacked against you, adversity and, you know, home crowds and all that stuff. But I think our guys have actually embraced those moments, and I think we'll, you know, gain a lot in the next 10 days.
You closed the game with Tyus Jones and De'Anthony Melton. Did you want to just see Melton at the two, or what was the reasoning behind that?
Yeah, I think, you know, De'Anthony's been playing great. You know, Dylan got his fifth foul. A lot of confidence to put De'Anthony out there. I thought it actually may have helped us with a couple of our matchups out there. But, you know, it's a credit to what he's done the last two games, everything building up to it, his defensive presence. So, you know, it was not much of a question to put him back in the game and have those two guards out there and try to get another ball handler. And, you know, as we've talked all season long, it's another thing, another combination that we'll try to study and get to, obviously, with this opportunity that we have, you know, the rest of this week to get those guys playing a little bit more together.
He had his season high in points. De'Anthony did with 16, but 9 rebounds, mm-hmm. 4 assists, and maybe a couple of rough moments early in the game. But to come back and kind of stuff the stat sheet in some of those other categories, how much did you like that?
Loved it. I mean, obviously, you know, he's kind of combo guard. He's going to be the lead guard. He's going to be off the ball. You know, this is his first exposure, at least this season, of going up against teams that may be back in coverages, up in coverages. So he's having to read defenses pretty quick in two games. But like you said, his 9 rebounds, a couple of steals, he gets deflections that may not show up in the box score. He's playing a simple style of basketball defensively, aggressive, and then offensively he's not trying to do too much. He's taking kind of what the defense is giving him, you know, facilitating, scoring, confidence to shoot the three, ability to get downhill. So as we've talked all along, when that chance came, he's been prepared. You know, a player that we see a bright future with. And if he keeps having that simple mentality, defense and offense, keeps his game plan pretty simple for himself, I think he could have a really bright future.
Coach, do you think with a lot of players down tonight, Solomon Hill stepped up in that way as like that calming veteran presence on the floor?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the great things that Solo does for our group is, you know, positive spirit, and that he's constantly communicating on the floor, in the timeouts. Obviously, he backs up with his play, playing super hard, trying to, you know, be aggressive, also play unselfish at the same time. But he does a lot with his voice. You know, we change coverages a couple times tonight. You know, he's the first one talking as we leave the huddle about what we're in, getting the young guys together. And then he's on the floor and he's backing up with his talk. So that calming presence, that cohesive presence to keep everyone together and rally him, keeping our heads up in a tough game. You know, he was huge for us tonight.
Coach, you guys struggle some from three. How much of that is just shots not falling for you tonight?
Yeah, I thought we pressed a little bit at times. You know, I didn't think we really played at our pace for the majority of the game, especially in the first half. We only had two fast break points. I felt like we got downhill. We just missed some bunnies. And then, you know, we really didn't get to the multiple actions we wanted, so we kind of felt pressed against the clock a couple times to shoot some threes. And then we were open a couple of times or a number of times, and we just missed threes. And, you know, that's going to happen some nights. So I thought the guys' spirits throughout the game, knowing that shots weren't falling for us defensively, they kept competing against a team that was making a lot of shots, you know, tough shots, fadeaways, contested shots. You know, we're scrambling around, giving our all. You know, someone gets open, they hit a three. We didn't put our heads down. We kept trying to come back and just fight through it. We couldn't overcome it, you know, a good opponent tonight. So now we got to keep just, you know, that same identity, that same plan going on the road.
10-day trip coming up, obviously one of the longest of the season. Light question for you. Do you have like a must-have item or anything you have to take on trips like that?
I take my pillows. I've started doing that this year. I travel with my two pillows. I sleep with at home. You never know with a hotel bed, so I try to get as good a night's sleep as possible, trusting my own pillows.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.